Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. The Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open is coming your way next week. $3 million guaranteed August 10th through the 14th. But it starts on August 2nd. You can get more information at shrpo.com. And how about this? Britney Spears is here tonight.
Yeah, she's here for a few nights.
Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com if you want to go see Britney.
I've seen her in concert.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
When?
She had a on her second tour, and she had a wardrobe malfunction.
Really?
Yeah. Something popped out.
How about that?
Yep.
Good for you, man. She was the thing. All over Vegas, too. Where is this?
She has a, I think it's a Planet Hollywood, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The one, I mean, no judging, but I took a fellow coworker, male, to that concert to see Britney Spears.
What?
Me and former WQAM and current NASCAR and drag racing aficionado Joe Costello went to the Britney Spears concert together.
Hmm. All right. How about that? It's time now for your chance to win $1,000. Your word this hour is lead. L-E-A-D, lead. Text that to 72881, lead. Text that to 72881, and you're registered to win with a chance to win $1,000 in the national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Pat Riley has some things to say. I don't know where he's talking specifically or why he's talking, but a bunch of the reporters are getting a chance to get some stuff from him and are tweeting some stuff out. He is Manny Navarro. I'm reading from his Twitter account, and I got Tim Reynolds' Twitter account up as well. Riley said that he's hoping for an answer from Dwayne and Udonis around mid-August. Riley also said that he looks at Justice Winslow as an anchor of the franchise. And Tim Reynolds says, Ryle says Winslow's contract situation will be addressed next month. And indications are now that the Heat are striving to get a deal done. Of course, if they don't, he becomes a restricted free agent next summer as they get a qualifying offer out to him. But they have decided to give Dwayne more time to decide. So I don't know if they were expecting an answer sooner and that didn't happen. But apparently he's not going to be getting an answer by next week, but hopefully by mid-August. Riley, this is also from Manny's Twitter account. Riley said if Hassan Whiteside plays with a pure heart and not with a mixed up mind, he'll have a great year. How about that?
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. You ever see Friday Night Lights?
No.
Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose. That's what they say.
Does that work?
I mean, they won the state championship in like season two.
Is it going to work in this case?
I don't know. Riley, he also said, according to Manny's Twitter account, that continuity is important. Quote, you can't keep ripping it up. Says he feels good about the Heat and where they are and doesn't feel anxiety to force a trade or give up valuable assets like draft picks or young players. I agree with that. Like, from my standpoint with Pat, I don't want them to just go and blow the whole thing up. It's also why I agree with what the Spurs are doing, and I can respect what the Cavs are even doing in LeBron's his next departures. There's nothing wrong with going out there and competing. It's very good to point in this conference and say very conveniently, oh, let's just do what the Sixers did, forgetting how long it took them to do it, forgetting that the NBA had to basically hijack the franchise from them, and you still don't even know if you're good
enough.
Sixers
failed forever to be in the conversation.
And so I give a lot of respect to the teams that go out there and compete because, look, championships are great. But as a fan, I also got to watch 82 games of regular season basketball. I don't want it to be an awful experience. We're doing that with the Marlins right now. They got one of the worst run differentials in the league. It's a terrible watch. It's not fun. And, yeah, maybe eventually it'd be great. But for right now, I like the fact that the Heat are going out there and trying to compete and doing things and trying to have those young guys develop. Tell you another thing that was exciting. Chris Sheridan, our boy, Sheridan Poops. He had this to say.
Yeah.
How about this?
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. You ready?
I don't know if I can take it.
A scout for a rival East team has told me, Bam Adebayo.
Kemp Jordan?
Hashtag Kemp Jordan.
Yeah.
Has?
Yeah.
Superstar potential.
Woo!
Oh, he adds, by the way.
You just unbuttoned your shirt.
He adds, by the way, because it's hot sex.
I know.
He adds, by the way, beast. This scout, this particular scout, does not throw around the term superstar loosely. Kemp Jordan. Headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
The hell is going on here?
Riley was having a teleconference, by the way. That's where he was saying all this stuff.
For what purpose? Just because?
Just say hi.
Heh. Is he still looking old and curmudgeon-y? Does he have a walker?
When he's handsome as hell, you disrespectful bastard.
He was out. I'm telling you, he was out at that soccer game in L.A. He looked like he needed a wheelchair.
You know what I would give to look as handsome as Pat Riley at 73 years old? You crazy? You ever been to an old folks' home? How terrible these old people look? Just looking weathered and wrinkly. It's just, it's very depressing. Pat Riley's nowhere near that.
I have 96-year-old grandparents.
Yeah.
They look better than Pat Riley.
Oh, you are crazy.
I will show you a picture.
Show me your grandparents right now.
Okay.
Be prepared to tweet them out next to a still shot of Pat Riley at a soccer game.
I'll be happy to.
Pat Riley looks way better.
I'll send you the picture. You can do whatever you want with it. Well, don't go that far. Meanwhile, we have some sound finally in because Zach Duarte is actually doing his job at Dolphins camp. And Adam Gase wanted to make a little comparative situation between Raekwon and Ryan in their rehab.
I think they did a good job of pushing each other. You know, they were always competing. You know, you'd hate to say it. It was good that they both had each other to go through that with. I mean, it hurt us, you know, last year, but it was good for those two guys to have that other guy to really make sure, you know, you stay focused on what you're doing. And plus, you know, when players in the NFL, they're competitors. So having somebody to compete with day in and day out, that helped those guys.
His old voice is back.
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, I'm telling you, because it only took one day of screaming to get his voice back.
All right. Well, that's not great. Turns out all that miracle cure was BS.
It lasted one day.
Lasted a day.
So you now believe that Coach Bra is gone and Coach Gase is back, BDI Gase
is
back?
No, Coach Bra isn't the voice. Coach Bra was the fact that he's FaceTiming with his wide receivers.
And also wearing backwards baseball cap with the Cobra Kai shirt.
That's right. He's showing up to Joe Rose looking like he just walked out of a frat house. What's up, bruh? We're doing this radio. That's how I strolled up to WBRY back in the day.
There was a WBRY?
Oh, yeah, there was WBRY. What are you talking about?
What frequency was that on?
We pirated the highway station, 1640. I'm not joking. I think they actually are an FM station now. Look at the foundation I've built.
We pirated the highway station. Literally the signal that's like 3 miles long that if there's a traffic jam, you tune into like once every 10 years.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That's where you got your start. That's amazing. I love that.
I was program director.
You were PD?
Hell yeah.
You were the suit?
I got a lot of money to do that.
You got money?
Hell yes. Got like scholarship money.
Are you serious?
Damn, Skippy, I'm serious.
This bum UM doesn't give crap to be on the executive board of WVU.
I got money for being the sports director 1 year. I got money for being the PD the next year. I went to school basically for free 1 year being on the radio.
Listen, Dr. Driscoll, if you're out there, we got talk, man.
They're now the Mix 99.5 FM. Shout out, Barry. By the way, don't be afraid to update your Instagram every once in a while. Christ.
Barry's got in the mix?
They're called In the Mix 99.5.
Some sad news in the headlines. Canes fans have lost a member of the family, Tyrone Moss. The former running back died at the age of 33 yesterday. Still unsure of what the cause of death was. I know there were some reports that it was maybe due to pneumonia, but that hasn't been confirmed as of yet. So we are still waiting for that, and that is really sad. here's a bad parent. Here's a bad picture of my 96-year-old grandparents.
Look, man, I don't want to be disrespectful.
My grandfather at 96 looks so much better than Riles.
Your grandfather looks very good for 96.
Correct. He does.
He does not look as good as Pat Riley, and probably didn't when he was 76.
That's at 76, he looked like 50.
No, you're crazy. No.
But he was still cutting meat at 76. He was doing butchery things.
I'm sure he was. I can't imagine butchering.
How dare you?
I can't imagine butchering is good for the skin.
It helps. Helps the skin. Iron.
Did you see Pat Riley's guns? Like, when are you gonna stop slandering him? What's gonna happen when I see him at media day?
He's got guns.
Oh, he's got those lean muscles, man. Oh, he does.
I'm buying it.
Wait until I see him at media day, and I'm gonna say, Riles.
You're gonna see. Yes. Yeah, yeah. That's gonna happen.
Pat, look at me. This guy. He says you're washed AF, and you look like an old goat.
I have so many random pictures on this phone.
And I'm gonna say to him, hey, look at me, handsome. Look at me. I never will doubt you.
Best picture ever.
Oh, the greatest picture ever. Sad Al Golden. What other headlines we got, man?
LeBron James says he put too much pressure on his kid by naming him LeBron.
Well, now you did.
Yeah. Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones' son, says they're going to cut any player that kneels.
I don't buy it.
You don't think it's going to happen?
No.
Because
honestly, imagine if that happens. Do you know what the craziness of the Players Association, how that's going to go? That's going to be bad news for the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's going to be bad news for everyone. Taylor Lewan got a 5-year, $80 million deal with $50 million guaranteed for a left tackle.
That dude's good.
I think at one point, wasn't he recruited by the U?
I don't remember.
Almost positive. Out of Arizona? I don't know. Hashtag just saying. He went to Michigan, though. Michigan. And that's about it.
Man, superstar potential. Kemp Jordan. He's going to join us next week, by the way.
Ooh. He is.
Yeah.
When?
Whenever he wants. He's a superstar.
I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Well, the superstar joins us when the superstar wants. He's Kemp Jordan. He's Bam Things. He's Pat's plan. He's the bee's knees. I got to ask him about Duncan Robinson and see if he just sweats excellence. You think that's weird? Is that a weird question to ask, Bam?
Yes. Maybe you should
rephrase about it. You think he'll tell me about airplane mode, Derek Jones Jr.? This is maybe the best summer league squad ever, no? It's quite possible. This is really, really good. I'm very excited about this.
I mean, they might have won the summer league if they didn't sit certain guys.
Tony Burns is going to join us in the last segment. Going to tell us a little bit about what's going on over here with the Poker Open that's coming up next week. So we got to get to our Doom Picks a little early, which means they're coming up next. All right, guys, welcome back. Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room. It's Tobin and Beast. Leroy's on vacation. He'll be back next week, guys.
He's up in the woods of Canada.
He's up in the woods. He's finding Bigfoot. It's filling out here at the Poker Room, but you guys can get it out here, register. They'll get you on, find you a table, those comfy-ass chairs, TVs all around. You won't miss any of the action. Just one text that I want to get to before we get to our Doom Picks. One guy says, GTFOH, that's get the out of here, Tobin. Gase won 10 games with Philbin's team. Philbin sucked, and when Adam Gase calls timeouts for the other team, then you'll have a case. I'll just say this. Look, I'm not saying Adam Gase is as bad a coach as Joe Philbin, but I'm going to tell you, bring it back a little bit. Go back in your memory bank and remember what we were sold on with Joe Philbin, the guy next to Aaron Rodgers, brain trust of the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. Then we realized, oh, wait, he didn't really do anything with the Green Bay Packers. He made binders and made things organized. So we all think that we're getting an offensive guru. We thought this was Cam Cameron.
Right.
Thought offensive guru is going to come here. He's going to revolutionize things. And I'm telling you, with Adam Gase, yes, he won 10 games. But he did it riding a player he didn't want starting for him week one. So there's just still a lot of proving to do. I'm not saying he's a buster head coach or can't be a good head coach. I'm just saying I don't know yet, and neither do you. And don't act like you don't know with what Jarvis Landry's saying to reporters that it's not true or that it doesn't have credence, that Jarvis shouldn't be upset about that. So let's get to our Doom Picks. Leroy, he is in last place. He is got his picks in already. He has Nationals Marlins for Friday and Sunday. He has picked the Nationals twice. So there's that.
Okay.
He has the Toronto Argonauts against Winnipeg something. I forgot
what the Blue Bombers.
Yeah. Blue Bombers. Winnipeg is an 11-point favorite. He's taking Winnipeg. Laying the big action. And finally, British heavyweight clash. Joe Parker against Dillian White. Although Joe Parker is from New Zealand. He's taking Joe Parker. Beast, what do you got, man?
Well, I already lost last night.
Yes, you did.
Bad move on my part. I just figured with Strasburg out that, you know, anyways. I've got two UFC fights, and I've got stupid big three. So we'll go with the big three first. It's a horrible matchup. The one-win trilogy against the no-win Ghostballers. The Ghostballers lineup looks horrible. Everything looks horrible about them. The trilogy, aren't they the defending champs?
Yep.
So I have a little faith there. I'll go with the trilogy.
Pride game?
Pride game, yeah.
Interesting.
And now the UFC, which you know I know absolutely nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
Out of these four fighters, there's only one name I know, and that's Jose Aldo.
It's Jose.
Whatever. So I'll pick him.
All right.
Because I know him. The other fight, it seems to be this guy that thinks he's going to knock out this one guy in like 2 minutes against this other guy that thinks he's going to win in three rounds. So I'll take the guy with the French name. The
Olivier Aubin-Mercier.
I'll take him.
All right. Fair enough. Hometown nod, too. Canadian.
Well, it's in Calgary. It's all the way out west as opposed to Quebec, which is in the east.
It's Canada's Canada. Let's be
honest. Now, I won't change my picks. In retrospect, how bad did I do with my picks on the UFC?
I think you got the Olivier one. I think you nailed that one. I think Jeremy Stephens is going to knock Jose Aldo's head off.
Huh. Okay.
That's just my opinion.
Okay.
Jose Aldo's a little washed.
He says, you know, he's coming close to the end here.
Yeah. Yeah. Robbie, what you got, man?
All right, I'll start off with some big three. Power against the killer threes. Now, Power's been really good, but Lieberman does not play Birdman a lot. I think it's going to blow up in her face this game. I'm going to take the killer threes.
I'm with you, man. Like, I was like, hey, man, I came here to watch. First of all, Lieberman, we're in the big three league. Like, can the Birdman play in front of his hometown fans? What is up with that? I didn't rip her enough for that. Lieberman.
I got
Go ahead, Robbie.
Three's
Sorry.
Company against Tri-State. I don't know how Three's Company even has three wins, but I'm going to go with the Tri-State. I believe Amari Stoudemire is on the team. Have you guys seen his hair?
Yeah, it was crazy.
I didn't even recognize Amari Stoudemire when I saw him.
He's one of those guys. He thinks this is going to launch back into a comeback.
Oh, hurry up, because there's a gaze cut that just came in. I want to play so badly.
All right, Ottawa Red Blacks against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. The Tiger Cats are 4.5-point favorites. They just traded Johnny Manziel. You know why? Because they have this Jeremiah Masoli. He's a baller. I'm going to take the Tiger Cats to cover the 4.5.
All right.
And I got UFC Dustin Poirier against Eddie Alvarez. Now, Eddie Alvarez insulted him by calling him an undercard fighter. That's not going to bode too well for Eddie Alvarez. I'm going to take Dustin Poirier.
All right. Robbie's got that, and here's what I got. I have Nationals Marlins tomorrow night. I'm going to take the Marlins. I got Three-Headed Monster against Ball Hogs. Ball Hogs is coached by Rick Barry. They got Brian Scalabrine. I don't like that guy.
Because he's a white Celtic.
That's right. And Three-Headed Monsters, they're coached by Gary Payton, Heat champion, also elite trash talker during the Big Three. He never shuts up, so I'm going to say they stay undefeated. I got Joanna Injacek taking on Tisha Torres. Joanna trains an American top team. Tisha Torres, I think, used to. I don't think she does anymore, but I'm going to go with Joanna as she's the former champ, and only one person in the world beats her, and that's Rose Namajunas. So I'm going to go with Joanna. And then I got the Calgary Stampeders against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. I argue that the Saskatchewan Roughriders have one of the greatest names in all of sports.
The Roughriders?
And their name is Saskatchewan. Like, it's just a cool city name, man.
Okay.
Brings me back to those Panthers games back in the day when Randy Muller was calling, and he talked to Billy Lindsay. He's like, oh, want to be like him. That's like a lady in Saskatchewan, Billy. Don't want to end up like that.
Okay, Moose Jaw.
Anyway, I'm taking the Roughriders. So what's this Adam Gase cut you're so delighted
Well, first
about?
Of all, before we get to that, give Robbie a second. I just texted him, so I'm giving him a second to pull it up. Is there any free boxing for me to watch this weekend?
Well, there's Dillian White against Joe Parker, which is from London. And I imagine that's probably going to be like on Showtime's Facebook page or something like that.
It's on their Facebook page?
Yeah, because it's in London, so they're not going to carry it on their television station. And then What do you get? You got a smart TV. It'll work.
Is that how that works?
Sure.
I have all those apps. I don't know what to do with them.
And then at night, there's a really good fight. You got Mikey Garcia is taking on Robert Easter. And our boy Luis King Kong Ortiz is making his return.
Oh, really?
Yeah. King Kong Ortiz.
Where's that
is
at?
It's in the Staples Center.
So is that on my ESPN?
No, that's on Showtime.
That's on Showtime, too?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like me some Ortiz.
Yeah. And then Fox UFC tomorrow. Telling you, it's a good fight.
Okay.
Oh, God.
If you insist. Adam Gase on the one thing I love about training camp. The only thing. The backup quarterback battle.
It'll probably be a little bit of a feel, you know, of like as we go through the training camp practices and then when we get in the preseason, it'll be interesting to see if somebody separates each, you know, one from the other. And that's why we're trying to give them, both of them, equal amount of reps with different groups so we can get a clean evaluation. And, you know, it's going to be one of those things where does it feel like this guy is really accelerated? Is good things happening when one's in and it's okay with the other? You know, sometimes that stuff kind of cleans up for you, especially when you get into the preseason games.
There you go, man.
That's what you're rushing for?
I mean, backup quarterback talk.
I think B's starting to come around to this training camp stuff.
Telling you, man. Telling you.
I mean, it's not the top battle I would go with, but hey, whatever suits your fancy.
Okay, something that maybe
you
would like.
Are you Team Petty or Team Oss? Oh. Or you Team Fails?
I'm Team Fails.
Oh, because he has the arm sleeves out too?
No, because Brock Osweiler is a bunch of bleep, and so is Petty.
Yeah, but then we have Team Petty jerseys.
It's a valid point, but you're not on Team Petty anymore. It's over.
Yeah,
your Pope ship is done with.
For now.
Like, you're in retirement.
I mean, against LeBron, it's
we're going to have to do the whole thing. We're going to have a conclave. I believe that's what they have. White smoke. Did I just pull the right word out?
I don't know.
I think it's a papal conclave. I think that's what it is. Holy crap, a Jew with the right terminology.
You might be right.
He did have two good cuts that I think you would like, because I'll play with you. I'll play this game with you.
You should just get on board, man. Look, we've been looking for some stuff to talk about.
I'll play
football.
This game with you. You talked about Frank Gore.
Yeah.
Little Frank Gore, the ageless wonder.
Yeah.
Let's hear that one.
I'm not paying attention to his age anymore, because he doesn't look different. I was with him 10 years ago. It looks the same. I mean, he does a phenomenal job. He's been preparing all spring. All I heard about is wait to training camp. I'm like, I got you. I believe you. Trust me. Like, he is the last person I will ever doubt. Just seeing what he's done through his career starting in college.
Not British.
He's proven every person wrong that ever doubted him.
Wow, I can't believe he said that in the cut. It's so honest by him.
Robbie, play any Gase cut from yesterday versus one today. It's ridiculous.
He's so gravelly today.
What happened? I believe the word is grovelly. No?
I don't. Whatever. He's like nasally and grovelly. He's gravelly.
He's gravely ill.
It's terrible. What happened?
No, I think we have a lot of options. We have a lot of guys that have different strengths.
Was he wearing like tight undies?
Very.
Like, what happened?
I don't know.
It feels like he got kicked right in the junk before he went up there.
Now play the.
Let me ask you. Hold on. Before you play it, Robbie. We know the Dolphins listen to everything, right? Like, they have ears everywhere.
Yeah.
Do you think it got back to him that we were making fun of his voice and he changed it back? Or do you think that's just from the yelling?
Ooh, that's a good theory. Someone said, Hey.
It's
coach.
The words on the street, coach. People think you sound a lot different.
Well, no. Words on the street, coach. You sound too positive.
Yeah.
You sound too happy.
Coach, what happened?
We can't have that.
What happened to the miserable bastard that you were last year?
Coach, that's not going with the identity we want to portray.
Coach, it's all well and good that you're refreshed and you're coming to camp, you know, with your hat backwards. But turn that hat around and man up that voice a little bit, because it's training camp time. Is it possible? Do they have like an image director? Like, is there somebody?
I'm sure there's someone.
Is there somebody who's just telling them like how they have to portray themselves?
Yes, of course.
Have to be, right?
Yeah, of course.
There's big organization.
Let's hear the cut on Gesicki from today.
I think he just has to keep getting better, keep working on his knowledge of the game, because a lot of times when we're running route, he may have run the same route four different times and he's seen four different coverages. And I think the more that he keeps taking in and learning from, that's going to be beneficial to him. You know, yesterday, I think he lost his legs a little bit. You know, we were kind of giving him a hard time about that. But I think those are good that, you know, some of our younger guys are going through that right now and realizing, okay, it's not going to change. So it's about recovery. It's about getting sleep. It's about hydrating, all those type of things to put yourself in position to where when you go out there, you can make plays. And, you know, once we really start picking it up with some of the third down stuff in the red area, I think you'll see him kind of really starting to be more involved.
Yeah, like if we can tell Mike Gesicki, hey, this play, just go there and jump for the football. Other than that, if it comes to a route, he doesn't know what he's doing.
When you think about tight ends, though, they're not usually the brightest bulbs in the lamp.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, how dumb does he have to be that he can't be smarter than Rob Gronkowski? Like, Rob Gronkowski, every route he thinks is a 69. I mean, what are we talking about here, man? He doesn't quite know football yet. I mean, Jesus. I hope he's on. That was the guy I got really excited about when they drafted. I was like, oh, look at this. Playmaking tight end. Let's go. I really want him to be good. They haven't had a good tight end, man, in how long? Forever. McMichael, is that what we said yesterday?
Yeah, McMichael.
Deion Sims.
Little sprinkle of Charles Clay.
And Dustin Keller would have been good if Zazzle didn't jinx him.
Yeah, it's true. That happened. Jinxed him hard. Lose your legs.
Is there a list of people whose Zazzle has ruined?
Yeah, it's too long to list, quite frankly.
Really?
Yeah.
We should put it on the studio wall. No?
Nah.
Why not?
Eh. You know why. Think that's going to go over well?
With who? It's going to go over well. Great with me.
Yeah, with you.
Yeah.
Just like putting the Frito picture on the wall?
Yeah. You're such a pain in the ass. You're like, what am I going to do? Aggravate Frito with his puppy picture.
You put up a bunch of machetes in my office.
What? I didn't do that.
Yes, you did.
Beast, I swear to God I didn't.
Who put up the machetes in my office?
I don't know. There's a lot of people that cause mischief in that office. I don't pull the same prank twice.
You are the number one person when it comes to putting anything in my office.
It's not true.
Oh my God.
I've only put up stuff on your office door once, and then I took away your Tom Brady picture.
Correct.
I've never put up anything else. I gave you a Tom Brady picture back.
After it was in the dumpster?
Well, yeah. Screw him.
I hate you.
Bastard. Stupid Blake Bortles. Can't believe you choked against him. Waste. Make me so mad, Blake Bortles. And Jaguars' Twitter account. Stop putting out the 5-second clips of him throwing a good pass with your false hope. I know that's edited. It's more pathetic than Ryan Tannehill putting out a slow-motion Jay-Z video doing fist bumps. Jesus. What are we doing here, man? Oh, by the way, so we got an answer to the turnover chain, MVP chain, on whose idea it was.
Whose was it?
Cameron Maben.
Oh, yeah. I saw the news the other night.
He brought the idea because of the championship belt from Houston.
Right.
So he's like, I thought this would be a cool thing. It weighs 4.25 pounds. And it's worth over $100,000.
Worth over $100,000?
That's right.
What's on it?
Everything. Everything.
Do we know the worth of the Hurricanes turnover chain? Because
it's
certainly not $100,000.
I don't think that's within regulations of the NCAA.
No, certainly not.
But when you have a bunch of millionaire baseball players.
Like, who bought it?
I don't know. Think about all the rich people who make money and are terrible on that team. Could be Wei and Chen. Could be Martin Prado. I don't know.
They're like, Chenny, no. You could go out there and buy the $100,000.
It could be Volquez.
Could have been Volquez. Although, where is Volquez?
He's rehabbing with the Rangers.
He's been banished.
So, yeah. He's
could
the one who came up with it.
$100,000?
That's what the Herald said. It's likely worth in excess of $100,000.
For a chain, now, let me guess, they only get to wear it after a win, right?
After a win.
Yeah, so for a chain that's not going to get used very often, they spent $100,000.
Steep price.
It seems like that's a bad investment.
But.
And where does the chain go, like, while they're losing?
I don't know that. I don't know. I imagine they got to have, like, a keeper like the Canes do. Who's that guy with the goatee?
Joel Rodriguez.
Yeah, he's the keeper. They got to have a Joel.
Yeah, except that guy's probably making 50 grand just to hold the chain that's worth hundreds.
The Marlins chain is going to end up in the pawn shop. JT Riddle's going to be like, hey, man, Martin Prado's making 14 mil. I got to make rent. Tony Burns from the Seminole Hard Rock, the poker tournament director. He's going to stop by next. Before we get out of here and send you off into the weekend, it is going to be big times over here at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Coming up next week, we got the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open. It is running August 2nd through the 14th. That means we need to talk to the man himself, Tony Burns, who is kind enough to join us on the Orion Fields and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Tony is the poker tournament director for the Seminole Hard Rock, and he's got all the information for us as it comes down to the Hard Rock Poker Open and what you guys can do if you want to get involved and get a seat and start playing, get in on the action here for the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open. All right, we're going to talk to our guy, Tony Burns. He is the poker tournament director. It is upon us. It is getting here. The Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open, it is less than a week away. It is August 2nd, next Thursday. And we are talking to Tony on the Orion Fields and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line. Truly says beyond convenient. How's it going, Tony, man?
Hey, what's going on, Brandon? How are you today?
Things are good. Things are good, man. So how is this going for you? We're closing in on the Poker Open. How has it been in the lead up to this thing? Are you excited? You nervous that this is all happening? Is it all happiness for you? How is the countdown going for you?
Never nervous, anxious, ready to go. It's been an awesome summer. The Seminole Hard Rock spent 7 weeks out in Las Vegas at the Rio. We had a booth out there promoting the upcoming series, and we've given away two of our three seats into the championship event. Met a lot of new faces. Saw some familiar ones, and it was just a great opportunity to be out there for 7 weeks promoting the upcoming series.
That's pretty cool, man. So, when you're out there, what are you looking to do? I mean, obviously promote the tournament, but are you looking to see how they run things there? Are you looking to pick things up? Are you looking for a certain type of player? How does that go for you guys?
Well, we set up right outside of registration. We've got a really good booth location, and we actually give away swag. We were giving away swag bags and a free hat for people that stopped by and signed up for the drawing. So it was a great opportunity to, this was the third year we've done it. And it's amazing, almost like people west of the Mississippi sometimes, it's almost like they haven't, they know the Hard Rock brand, but some of them are like, hey, you have poker, or I haven't been down there yet. So it's a great opportunity to have a one-on-one, in-your-face conversation about the property, what we're doing, and it excites them. And we tell them, about the hotel room rates our hotel room rates for the series have sold out as of the other day. But at the time, we could tell them, hey, come on down and book your hotel rooms, and they did it right there on the spot. So once again, great opportunity, as anybody that's really serious about poker is at the World Series.
That's pretty awesome. So when you meet all these people from different places, what is your go-to when you want to sell South Florida? Because that's got to be an interesting different perspective to go from your normal clientele.
I mean, South Florida pretty much sells itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you say Florida to somebody, they think poker vacation. So, we tell them about the property. Our booth, has the property splash, showing the pool in the background. And then a lot of people know about the upcoming, expansion, and they're excited to come down and see the guitar and, how that's progressing. So, South Florida is a pretty easy sell, and like they said, if we're looking for a poker vacation, South Florida is a place to be.
We're talking to Tony Burns, poker tournament director for the Seminole Hard Rock. The Hard Rock Poker Open is going through August 2nd through the 14th, 10th through the 14th, $3 million guaranteed championship. So the setup for that week, what are you expecting for next week as things start to unfold here?
Well, we're opening up with a $570 buy-in million guarantee. That event always, it's a great way to get things kicked off. First place usually is at over $250,000, and for a $570 investment, that brings them out. It's a great way to get things started. A total of 26 events and over 40 satellites. We bring back the Big Four of Poker Night in America, where we have our 5K championship with the $3 million guarantee you spoke of, coupled with the $26.50 million, the $1,100 half a million, and our $25,000 high roller with a $2 million guarantee. So it's just a great string of events that, those four events play down to the final table. We get them in the same room, and we live stream it and film it for TV with CBS Sports.
That's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty awesome. You guys also have the Jeff Conine Poker Classic coming up on August 9th. It's always cool. You got a guy like Niner coming in and doing something like this. How does that normally work if people want to get into that and play?
Yeah, so the day before the championship event will be our Jeff Conine event. This is our second year having the event. Last year we had 307 entries. We're having over $30,000 in cash and prizes. First place gets a seat into the 5K championship. Second place getting a trip up to the new Atlantic City property for the Hard Rock.
Very
so it's
cool.
A great opportunity to go up there and check that out. And like I said, just cash and prizes, gift baskets. from the Hard Rock, signed by, you know, different, I think NSYNC signed a guitar this year for one of the winners, spa packages, you know, dinners to Kuro and Council Oak. So just a great opportunity to get everybody together. And, you know, ultimately it's for the kids. Jeff Conine has the Conine Clubhouse at the DiMaggio Children's Hospital. So it's, I think last year we raised over 100 and I believe over 139,000 for the charity. So great night to get everybody together. And, you know, Jeff loves poker. And, you know, you think about South Florida and baseball, you know, Jeff is Mr. Marlin. So
absolutely.
It goes hand in hand together, and we're excited to have that event again.
You guys can go to shrpo.com if you guys want any more information on the rundown, the schedule, all the things that they do just weekend, every single weekend. Still got the July high hands and everything that goes down, $1,000 every 30 minutes on tonight. So Tony, before we let you go here, one more time for the Poker Open, one last sell for anybody who's thinking about getting into it. What is the best way for them to get involved?
Best way to get involved is, you know, just get down to South Florida. Obviously, if you're listening to this, local players, registration's available. You can come in as of today, and you can buy your ticket in advance. You can always come in the day of. You know, we're going to be in the event center again. 76 tables. We're also opening up one of the new salons during the series for the High Roller and a couple other events at the tail end of the series. So great opportunity to see the new event center if you haven't checked it out already. And like I said, a ton of guarantees and just great prize pools and a great atmosphere to be around.
Sounds awesome, man. We're looking forward to it.
All right. Appreciate you having me on as always.
All right. He's Tony Burns. Always love having Tony stop by with us here on the show. Everybody have a great rest of your weekend. Get on down to the Hard Rock. You don't have to wait until the Poker Open if you guys want to get down here just for this weekend tonight. July high hands went up to $1,000 every 30 minutes now until midnight tomorrow. You got your July big slick deep stack. No limit hold'em with re-entry. 11 a.m. $1,000 buy-in. $30,000 guaranteed. So get on out there for that if you guys want to have some action this weekend. We will talk to you guys on Monday. Have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.